The leader of Greece's far-right Golden Dawn party, Nikos Michaloliakos, was formally jailed pending trial here in Athens today after prosecutors linked him to the murder of a left-wing hip-hop activist 2 weeks ago. Michaloliakos joins two other Golden Dawn parliamentary deputies in pre-trial detention after half a dozen of them were arrested late last week. Three others were conditionally freed yesterday for lack of evidence. The prosecutors cite evidence from wiretaps and monitored mobile phone conversations as indicating that Michaloliakos could have been an accomplice in the fatal stabbing. Greek media reports claim that the criminal dossier on Golden Dawn is a thick one. But Golden Dawn itself this week rejected allegations it's a neo-Nazi party with ties to crime. It said it's an organization of patriotic and nationalist Greeks who are against the country's subjugation to the IMF and European Union and intend to fight it. Earlier today, the party's number two, Christos Papas, went before a prosecutor as black t-shirted supporters gathered waving black and red party flags and shouting slogans. The police had raided Papas' home in northwest Greece last week, finding German war helmets, several types of weapons, and portraits of Adolf Hitler. Papas and the other Golden Dawn members claim they're being victimized on the orders of unnamed foreign power centers. But polls suggest that Golden Dawn, despite its negative media image, is still Greece's third biggest political party. Michaloliakos still retained his parliamentary seat, along with his 11 other Golden Dawn deputies, and street opinion here in Athens suggests that as the economic crisis goes on, Golden Dawn will not lack supporters. I'm John Carr in Athens for Vatican Radio.